We've certainly gotten a hint that Barack Obama is looking forward to life after the White House. And Michelle Obama might just ditch D.C. altogether right now if her daughters weren't still in school. But there's nothing preventing Joe Biden from serving a third term, right? You know, being vice president in the United States was once so unattractive it was likened to a political neutering job. John F. Kennedy derided Lyndon Johnson as Colonel Cornpone after naming him vice president. Eisenhower had little respect for Richard Nixon. FDR's VPs were ticket-balancing asterisks until one of them, Harry Truman, became president after Roosevelt's death. Nixon and George Bush were so seemingly scarred by being vice presidents themselves that their own VPs, Spiro Agnew and Dan Quayle, were answers to trivia questions from the start. Then Dick Cheney turned the vice presidency into a Kaiser Soze shadow president under George W. Bush. And suddenly, was this a great job or still a joke?
People make jokes about the vice president.
Well, look,
jokes about the office all the time.
Sure, they should. Look, the vice... No, they really should. There is no inherent power in the vice presidency.
Joe Biden followed Dick Cheney. And the question is Joe Biden having the time of his life? Now and for the last 8 years, he hasn't quite made it into an episode of South Park like Dick Cheney did. Biden's scene got deleted in the one episode he was slated to be in. Biden had better luck appearing live in Parks and Recreation.
And Dave told me you were going to be coming by, and you must be Leslie Knope. Welcome. Welcome.
My name just came out of your mouth.
Well, yeah, it did.
Well, this isn't happening. This isn't real.
No, it's happening, and I'm delighted to have you here. On behalf of the president and myself,
Vice President, I am deeply flattered, but there's no way that I could take over Madam Secretary Clinton's position.
I'm confident you could do that job or any other, but
I will.
I once met the vice president, and in talking about Lyndon Johnson's biography by Robert Caro, which meticulously chronicles LBJ's misery as vice president, I asked him if he was having a better time than his Texas predecessor from the 1960s. Biden seemed very up on Johnson, shook his head, and said, "Oh, I'm having a much, much better time." So does anybody think that after deciding not to run for president in 2016, Biden might just want to stay put as vice president? Offer to become a Veep for life, potentially shake up the 2016 race one more time?
He's very popular. He works well across the aisle with the opposition party.
That's Professor Ronald Feynman, a member of the History Department at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton. He's leading a small but visible draft campaign on his blog to get Joe B. to stick around.
He has loads of experience. He's had more years in government than anybody. He's in his 44th year in government now, and he's been chairman in the past of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee, and world leaders know him. And he's just a very popular and genuine and real, sincere guy. And even if people don't agree with him, like Mitch McConnell, for instance, the majority leader, or Lindsey Graham, they like him. Everybody likes Joe Biden, and I think even foreign leaders, and I think that's a plus.
Vice president for life?
Well, not for life, but for a third term, meaning, I'm certainly not for life. But the point is there is no constitutional amendment that prevents a vice president from serving more than two terms. While we do have the 22nd Amendment that prevents more than two terms for any president.
What about if a Republican is elected? Maybe your argument also applies there.
Well, I would think it could, but I don't think it probably would with the Republican Party as it is today. The only one I could even imagine of those candidates who might consider him would be someone who, like him, has tremendous experience and background and really is the best qualified based on that, and that is Governor John Kasich of Ohio. But I'm not sure he would be willing to create a ticket like that, but it would be a good ticket, certainly. Certainly it would be. But on the other hand, I don't think Joe Biden would agree to run against his own party's candidate. So that's why that's a scenario that really could not happen.
Do you think this is a strategic advantage for Hillary Clinton to bring Biden on the ticket? Would this be a headline that would really give her a bounce? She kind of needs a bounce right now.
I would say yes. I think it really would. I mean, I think she's in trouble. And honestly, if the emails controversy becomes more complicated, it could be that possibly we might have Joe Biden enter the race as an alternative, even belatedly, you know, because the Democrats really want to make sure they do hold the White House, because the Supreme Court is the crucial issue above anything else. The next president will be picking almost certainly 2 to 4 Supreme Court justices. So certainly from the party viewpoint, it's essential that a Democrat be elected. And I think Joe Biden would help to ensure that.
Have you run this by the vice president or his people?
I've never met him, to be honest. I would love to have met him. But in theory, one more year from today, if anything, God forbid, you know, went awry, he would be president. So he's always been very close to a position of power and influence. And I just think he would be an excellent president if that happened, God forbid, this year or if he was elected. But I really think the vice presidency would be a great position for him. And I think he would not turn it down if it was offered to him.
So what do you think Biden's advantage would be besides his resume? Right now, for instance, he's just been assigned to a mission to oversee a new Obama initiative to cure cancer.
Yes. Yes, although I don't think he'll get it done this year. But the fact that he's working on a cure for cancer and that he's committed to it, as he's always been committed to everything he does in his career, I think that it could really have an impact, and it could make him look good at the time of the convention. But there's almost nobody better at campaigning than Joe Biden. He inspires audiences. He attracts people. I think he could match up with anything that Donald Trump has done, you know, or even Bernie Sanders. He has a lot of people who love to come to see him. And, you know, he has real credentials that there's no debate about. Now, of course, I point out he's not perfect. He makes blunders. He makes silly mistakes sometimes or silly statements. But that's human. But he doesn't really do anything that harms. And I would point out that his foreign policy ideas, I think, really make a lot of sense.
You said at one point that if he was asked, he would do it. How do you know that?
I just sense it. I think I know him well enough, even though I don't know him personally. I don't see him turning down that opportunity because I don't see him wanting to retire. I just think if not that, he'd want to be, you know, he hopefully would get a cabinet position like Secretary of State. I think he'd be flattered by it and would be very appreciative.
So you just got a feeling on this, and
yes,
and you're going with it.
Yes, and one thing I have to say is, in my whole adult life, there's been very few politicians that I really admired. You know, again, everybody's got faults, but I really admired. And the first one early in my life was Hubert Humphrey. I absolutely thought Hubert Humphrey was great. And although no two people are the same, I see Joe Biden as, in many ways, an inheritor of the kind of personality and inspiration and passion that Hubert Humphrey had. And that's why I've always admired him all these years of his career.
Professor Ronald Fineman, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Ronald Fineman is a member of the History Department at Florida Atlantic University and author of Assassinations, Threats, and the American Presidency, From Andrew Jackson to Barack Obama. He writes the Progressive Professor blog. What do you think? Could Biden do with another 4 years? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or leave a comment at thetakeaway.org to have your say.